Today's date is December 16th, 2011. My name is John Erling. John, if you will state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
John Burton Wolfe, September 6, 1925. I was born in Bloomington, Illinois, in the Mennonite Hospital.
We are recording this in the Palatial Recording Studios in South Tulsa, voicesofoklahoma.com. Joining us today is Clayton Vaughn, who has been interviewed for this website, voicesofoklahoma.com. Clayton is a former news anchor for Tulsa Channel 6. Clayton, how many years were you there?
38 off and on. I took a couple of sojourns to Los Angeles and to New York, but came back both times.
And those were chronicled in our interview. You're here because of your contact with Dr. Wolfe. When was that?
I don't know exactly, other than that it was shortly after he came to Tulsa and came to All Souls Unitarian. And I met him as a news source, because here was a minister who was new to the community, and all of a sudden he was talking about community issues from the pulpit, which was interesting and new for Tulsa, and I was unchurched at the time. So it was, for me, an opportunity to learn a little bit about what the Unitarian Church was, and I joined it pretty quickly. So I've been a member there since somewhere in the early 60s, I think, was when I joined.
Okay, let's find out, John. Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she grew up.
Her name was Helen Knox, K-N-O-X, Wolf. Helen Knox Young Wolf.
She grew up in Illinois, did she?
Mm-hmm. My grandfather, Young, was a foundryman. He manufactured washing machines, the Meadows Washing Machine Company. He and another guy owned that company. FDR during the Depression was everybody should have a washing machine. His solution, if the government would just buy Meadows washing machines for everybody, we could solve.
Of course.
That was her father.
Describe her. What kind of a person was she?
My mother?
Yeah.
My mother was a little woman, short, and she was a powerhouse. She had started out as a school teacher in a little country school. During World War I, she went to Washington, D.C., and worked in what was then called the State War Navy Building, which is now the Executive Building next to the White House, and was in charge of the casualty lists, or part of that process. To the point that it got her. She couldn't stand it anymore. Came home, Bloomington, and went to work for a law firm. She must have been one of the first legal aides, or whatever they're called, there was. This was in 1920, 1921, right as the women's suffrage came in, and was the secretary of the Republican Party in McLean County. At a very early age, she was. She was in her early 30s when she married my father. He was a veteran of World War I and was my grandfather's best friend. He worked for my grandfather in the manufacturing part of the firm. Started dating my mother, and my grandfather said, "Why don't you just marry the girl and be done with it," which he did.
And your father's name?
Walter. Walter Lewis Wolfe.
Describe him. What kind of person was he?
He was a casualty of the First World War. He had been badly wounded and had post-traumatic stress syndrome. Mm-hmm. We didn't know at the time what that was. He would end up periodically in a veterans hospital in Dwight, Illinois. He wanted to be a salesman. That's what he would have loved to have been, and was from time to time all during the Depression. But in the early part of the Depression, he was very active in the American Legion. And the American Legion, when the Depression really got going good in 1932, 33, before Roosevelt came in, they organized a thing called the Community Gardens Project with the Illinois State Normal University Agricultural School. The American Legion put this together, and they would get farmers in the heart of the Corn Belt to donate part of their land, and then people would go out and plant garden crops for the unemployed. They set up a whole system there of community gardens, canneries. They went into the woods in the wintertime, cut down trees and stuff. Well, he was the director of that thing for as long as it lasted, until WPA came along.
The name Freedom Gardens comes to my mind. Didn't they do that in other parts of the country, too? They called them Freedom Gardens.
They could have.
Yeah.
They could have. It was called the Community Gardens Project. There was a large component of communists in Bloomington. radicals burned down the Catholic Church, the large church, the only skyscraper we had, which was 8 stories high, burned it down, 3 or 4 public schools. My father was bloodied himself in a fist fight on the steps of the courthouse as they were trying to take over the community garden project. We don't realize to what extent things were on a tender edge right then. That was early 30s.
Early 30s.
And before Roosevelt came in, we were on the cusp of a real revolution in this country. If you knew it in Bloomington, Illinois, isn't that quite remarkable?
Yeah. So then in the community, could you identify families then who were communists?
No.
Those who were not? Or did they come in from other parts of the Bloomington area?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. My father, he was raised in Pontiac, Illinois, and his father was an immigrant from Prussia. He came to this country and became a baker. Then he enlisted in the Spanish-American War, left my grandmother home with 4 children, and went off to war. My father was raised part-time in an orphanage. With these 2 or 3 little boys had diphtheria epidemic. Not only was he wounded by the war, but he was also wounded by this upbringing. One of his brothers had a cleft palate as a result of this diphtheria epidemic. So the Wolf boys would have to fight their way back and forth to school every day in Pontiac, Illinois, because he couldn't talk plain. Now, all kids are. Mm-hmm. So they were a scrappin' bunch, the Wolf boys. He carried that over. Apparently, it wasn't all one-sided.
Your parents, how did they influence you, your mother or your father? Did that help mold you for a lifetime?
Oh, yes. Well, my mother in particular, and her mother, my grandmother.
Democrats?
No, Republican. My grandfather Young was the only Democrat on either side of the family. He was for FDR, but everybody else, both sides, the Wolf family and the Young family, were all Republicans. That was because of suffrage. She was active in the women's suffrage movement. Central Illinois was pretty much all Republican.
So their influence on you then?
There was never any question but what I would go to college. I could be anything I wanted to be except a lawyer, she said. She'd work for a lawyer.
Sure, right. She knew those people.
She was tough.
Brothers or sisters?
I had a sister. She was 8 years younger than I. My mother had no business having her. My mother had a terrible time bringing her into the world. She was a chip off the old block. She died when she was 46 of lung cancer, lived in California. But that was my only sibling.
And her name?
Marion Catherine.